hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday today. And how are you doing today, Dan?
Austin, I'm doing great. It was supposed to rain here today, 80% chance. Hadn't seen a drop yet, but we sure did see the chemtrails, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
There is some stuff coming towards us from the Gulf of Mexico, and we desperately need some water right now, so hopefully it will rain some later on today. Remember a few weeks ago when I was staying over in Orlando, we had breakfast at that one hotel, and we had these multiple kids at breakfast with us who were having learning disabilities and autism, and your mom actually tried to talk to one of them, and she couldn't even respond back to her. Well, we got some bad news for you guys. The CDC has come out with their current statistics. And back in 1980, it was 1 in 10,000 children had autism. In 2002, it was 1 in 250. In 2008, it was 1 in 88. In 2013, it was 1 in 50. And in 2016, it's 1 in 36 children with autism now. And personally, I think it's higher than that. I think it's more like 1 in 20 to 25 with some type of learning disability, including autism. I believe it's that high now. And it's a crazy story because this is a really, really good article that's online, and there's no author on this one, though someone's going to read you part of it. It says, new statistics released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control show that 1 out of every 36 children are now diagnosed with clinical levels of autism. The rate in 2013 was 1 out of 50. And then after Reagan passed a law giving vaccine manufacturers total legal immunity for injuries and deaths, the rate was only 1 in 10,000. This should be headline news, yet the corporate-sponsored mainstream media has been mostly silent on this report. MIT researcher Dr. Stephanie Sinep has stated her current trend by the year 2025, half of the children will be diagnosed with autism. Now, she's not blaming it necessarily on all immunization. She's also blaming it on glyphosate levels. Let me make sure that they understand. I want to clear that up, this thing. To break down the data supplied by the CDC, the Vax team, the one who did the movie Vax, team turned to Dr. Brian Hooker. Dr. Hooker is perhaps the most knowledgeable person in the world regarding the CDC and the data they've compiled regarding vaccines and autism. Dr. Hooker is the father of a vaccine-injured child and is a PhD researcher. He has fought against the CDC for more than 14 years, using the Freedom of Information Act to try to gather as much data as he could from the studies that the CDC has published that claim there is no link between vaccines and autism, which we now know that's a lie. He has submitted much of the results to his own internal investigation of the CDC to Congress. And Congressman Bill Posey has assisted him in forcing the CDC to comply with many of these requests. After almost 12 years, his tireless pursuit finding the truth resulted in the CDC finally handing over documents so that Dr. Hooker could look at the raw data that the CDC used to claim that there was no link between vaccines and autism. It took some time for congressional pressure from Congressional Posey to get the information. Shortly after that, one of the top vaccine scientists at the CDC contacted him to become a whistleblower. And that's exactly what happened with Dr. Hooker and the other guys that are involved with this from the CDC, who are saying that this is a giant cover-up at the CDC, and that autism is directly linked to immunizations, and I also believe to glyphosate poisoning. Austin, we've covered this topic hundreds of times, at least briefly, and now we're seeing everything we're telling people, regrettably, coming to pass. What do you think?
That's sad, man. It really is sad. You know, I mean, it's something that I never, and I know you never wanted to be right about this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's crazy to think back in the 80s when I was born, it was 1 in 10,000 kids had autism. Now it's 1 in 36. 36 kids, one of them is guaranteed to have autism now. That's sad. That's not accident. That's not coincidence. That is a clear agenda that's being pushed on the American public. And as you see, if you look at a graph chart, which I have looked at before with this, the rate of autism increase has directly risen with the rate of vaccines that have gone up with the CDC requirements over the last 30 years. It boggles my mind that so many people, though, are still so naive, and they think this is something that, oh, it's just a coincidence. It'll never happen to my kid. Guys, we're reaching into the levels now where 1 in 36 kids have autism. You got to really do some research on this and really understand if this is something you want to do with your children and you want to allow them to be injected with this. We talk about it all the time. So, I mean, there's nothing more for us to, I mean, really keep saying to you guys. We say it over and over again. We'll probably keep saying it over and over again because we have so many new listeners. And this single-handedly is one of the biggest dangers we are facing as a country right now, because if these numbers continue to rise, if the CDC gets their way and continues to increase the amount of vaccines, what is it, 76 vaccines now from birth to 18 years of age, and they continue to raise this, I mean, the net, it's going to be close to 100 pretty soon. You give it another 2 or 3 years at the rate they're pushing these crazy vaccines, and I guarantee you, bet money, we're going to have a Zika virus vaccination now that's going to be starting to be pushed on the American population as far as it, the regular vaccination model. They already have one out that they've been trying to push. This is what they're continuing to do. Every year they push another one, another one, another one, another one. They want to get the majority of the new population completely and totally dependent on the government, because once these kids have autism, most of the parents do not want to have more kids, and that is the overall goal of it. Also, too, speaking of depopulation now, this is pretty big. I really hope this is not obfuscation, and I really hope this is very, very serious and significant, because I've been yelling about this for the last year and a half. The absolute lunacy we saw with the individuals that did the undercover Planned Parenthood videotape showing these guys blatantly bragging about how much money they get for aborted baby fetuses, and they had zero ramifications for this whatsoever. In fact, the individuals that recorded it undercover got felony charges placed upon them. We've talked about it in detail. Well, now, according to Fox, as of last night, the U.S. Department of Justice officially is now investigating the abortion chain Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts for profit. Fox News broke the story last night after obtaining a letter from the Justice Department Assistant Attorney General for Legislative Affairs, Stephen Boyd, requesting unredacted documents from the U.S. Senate committee that investigated the abortion chain last year. The committee, as well as the U.S. House Investigative Committee, both recommended that the Department of Justice investigate Planned Parenthood after finding very strong evidence that the abortion chain broke multiple laws repeatedly and is still continuing to do so. The investigation came about as a result of a series of undercover videos by the Center for Medical Progress, who I was talking about a minute ago, that exposed the baby body part trade inside the nation's largest abortion provider. Of course, Planned Parenthood has repeatedly denied all allegations of wrongdoing, even though their top head guys got busted on camera for saying and admitting this stuff. It's crazy to me that it's taken this long to get the Department of Justice to actually formally investigate these guys and demand unredacted documents from the U.S. Senate committee. But I really hope that this is going to push further and further. We have to do the best we can to encourage these guys as far as and the Justice Department to keep pushing forward on this. This is not something that we can allow to go unsettled and unjust. There are millions and millions and millions of kids that are being aborted every year, and not just the abortion factor on it. That's horrible enough, but they're actually aborting these guys and chopping them up and selling them for money. This is sadistic as it gets, and they've gotten away with it for years and years and years, completely unscathed. Actually, not even just gotten away with it, gotten taxpayer-funded money from the government on top of that. They've gotten paid from the government to do this. That's what boggles my mind even further. So I really hope the Department of Justice keeps going with this, Dad, and it doesn't simmer off because they get a couple phone calls from some higher-ups that are in the Black Ops or the CIA or the Senate or any of these other guys and tell them to stop the investigation. I really hope this goes through and we see this come to justice with Planned Parenthood.
Well, you know, the thing that's ironic about the report, not that this is not a horrible thing they do, is the fact that they're asking for unredacted testimony.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What kind of national secrets, what kind of, you know, world-ending knowledge is so bad in these reports on Planned Parenthood they have to be redacted? I mean, really? Are we talking like they're now blowing whistles and naming names of people in the Senate who are involved in this, or the House of Representatives who are involved in it? Okay, I'm going to go down a little path I don't want to go down for just a second here with these kids. This is a real sicko group of people. These guys are sicko. There's a thing called the dark web. You guys don't want to know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. I've never been on it. Never have an intention of going on it. Pretty much anything you want to see with horribly gross people doing horribly gross things with little children, 1 and 2 year old children, is available on that. This is when you see these pedophiles getting busted and this stuff's on their computer, that's what's on it. There's an entire subculture involved in all of this trafficking, including Planned Parenthood, apparently, with the selling of these body parts, and of course the raping of these young girls and the energy transfer that occurs between them that Aleister Crowley talked about. All of this stuff is going on in our government and the higher circles because of the Sabbatean Kabbalist influence, because of the Luciferians, to the nth degree. That's why, as Robert David Steele so elegantly put it, the majority of Congress has either been compromised via this, via income tax, via paying contributions, or via some type of affair on their parent, on their wife, or underage sex with a girl or a boy, or homosexualism and all the other weird stuff. The fact that Senator Lindsey Graham can continue to carry a purse and walk around, the only thing I expect him to do is one day show up with lipstick and eye makeup on. I mean, this is ridiculous. These guys are continuing to stay in the Senate. Now, let's step away. Judge is now protecting billionaire pedophile who is not allowing evidence in child rape. This is from the Epstein thing. This is out of West Palm Beach. When a convicted sex offender appears in court over a lawsuit filed on behalf of three of the many women he assaulted when they were young girls, I mean, we're talking 8, 9, 10 years old, maybe younger, it's assumed that his actions will be examined in detail and the content will be graphic. However, in the case of the lawsuit filed against billionaire Wall Street hedge fund billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know how he got became a billionaire, probably from doing all this weird stuff. He's 64 years old. The judge presiding over it has declared that when it comes to graphic sexual questions, the likelihood is that I will not allow them into evidence. You just heard what I said, right? He's not going to allow into evidence what this guy did to these girls. Palm Beach County Circuit Judge Donald Hafele already ruled on in favor of Epstein when he agreed to delay the next hearing in the 8-year-old civil suit until March of 2018, according to a report from the West Palm Beach Post. Now the idea that he won't allow graphic sexual questions is ludicrous. Now, here's the thing. He goes on to say, I don't want this to turn into whether Jeffrey Epstein is a serial child molester, the judge said, warning that he will limit the evidence that can be used against Epstein. Now, what happens is this. You had the Federalist Society that the good old Newt Gingrich got started back in the 90s that packed the courts, the federal courts, with a whole bunch of these weirdo pedophiles, neo-Nazi, skinhead group guys that are primarily high-level Masonic lodge leaders. Okay, there, I said it. I wasn't supposed to say it, but I did. And these guys have this little network together of what they do. I mean, people don't understand, you know, who these guys are and what they're involved in. And we saw that last year when Scalia went to that strange ranch with the strange things they do out there, and he was found dead in the bed with a pillow over his face, and nobody thought to do an investigation on how he died. Now, the whole thing is this. You know, these guys are a bunch of sickos, and they enjoy inflicting pain and damage on young children. Now, Mel Gibson was reported to have said something. I'm going to read you part of his statement, but I'm going to qualify that statement before I say it. I don't believe that Mel Gibson said this. I believe this is disinformation. But however, the information that he allegedly said is absolutely true. So that's why I'm going to read this to you guys right now, because quite frankly, I don't like talking about this stuff and I don't really want to go into detail in it, but you know, I want to be in a situation where I'm going to be, you know, talking about this stuff right now about what Mel Gibson said. And here's what he said that he said, but I'm not verifying this. It has not been vetted, but I am saying this is how they're involved in Hollywood. He says Hollywood is a den of parasites, or somebody said this, who feasts on the blood of children. Hollywood studios are drenched in the blood of innocent children. Baby blood is popular in Hollywood, that it operates as a currency on its own, and that's because of the fear molecules that are produced that we talked about a few weeks ago. Hollywood elites are the enemy of mankind, continually acting contrary to their best interests and breaking every God-given taboo known to man, including the sanctity of children. Now, quite the reason I don't think he said this, because he's a Hollywood insider, and if he actually started talking like this, it would be the end of him completely saying any of this stuff, right? I would have to see him on camera saying this to believe it was actually him. And basically, whoever wrote this said Hollywood is institutionalized pedophiles, because they turn out a huge amount of kids every year. their spiritual beliefs, if you can call them that, direct them to harvest the energy of children. They feast on this stuff and they thrive on it. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on. I'm not going to read you any more stuff about this because it deals with the actual attack of the children and the sacrificial nature of what's done to them. Guys, this is what you see with Planned Parenthood that we now have blatantly seen in Technicolor of going on with the selling of body parts. Now, I'm going to step out on a limb and I'm going to say this is my opinion. I'm not saying this is fact because I've not seen it. I would not doubt that they're also selling intact fetuses. And quite frankly, I would not doubt if they didn't sell an intact fetus that was still alive on a late semester, late trimester abortion. And they think, well, do you think they really do that? I have no idea. Nothing that these guys does would surprise me because the currency apparently in these baby part markets is huge for these satanic rituals. So if you think all of this is being used in cosmetics and in your soda drinks, which by the way, they do use fetal collagen and soda drinks. I thought I'd mention that one to you. I actually wrote an article on that. If you think all of this is you being used for soda drinks to feed back to the general population or to put into cosmetics or into skincare lines, which a lot of it's done for that also, you're deluding yourself. A lot of it's used for ritual cannibalistic behavior. So these guys are sick beyond belief, and this is what their father Lucifer has taught them to do, their fallen angel buddies, and this is what they do in Hollywood. This is why Ted Gunderson went into detail with this stuff back in the late 90s and said that this was a ritual satanic network in Hollywood. Now, as forwarding to Mel Gibson making these quotes, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. But I'm saying that somebody made these quotes to try to get that information out there. They attributed it to Gibson, but I don't believe that he's the one who said this. But I know that a lot of this stuff is true from the research I've done. Let's change topics, Austin. What's next?
Well, this is pretty wild because I've talked about this repeatedly and it's starting to actually come into fruition now. Lincoln, the motor vehicle company Lincoln, which is basically connected with Ford, unfortunately. According to the Lincoln Motor Company media releases now, their 2018 Lincoln vehicles will offer complimentary, clear biometric memberships to new car owners. Working with Clear, they said Lincoln takes effortless travel to the next level, offering complimentary memberships for new Lincoln owners. Lincoln owners and their memberships wishing to travel to the airport or sports arenas will have the complimentary pleasure of being spied on by DHS. So let me explain what's going on here. Clear is a Department of Homeland Security approved platform that stores people's biometrics for the government. Currently, Clear is being used to spy on people in over 30 different airports and arenas in the United States, and it's growing rapidly. Now, I've warned everyone that auto manufacturers have been working on putting iris and fingerprint scanners in new cars. They've been working on that for a while now. They want to set that up for the next range, especially with the autonomous vehicles. You literally can go in, put your finger on something, and this is the next step, is you don't even have to have a key anymore. You put your finger on the door, it opens up. You put your finger on the start button, it starts up. It won't start up if you basically walk away from it, and it has a perimeter sensor as far as how far you are away from the vehicle, and it will not drive anymore if you're not around the vehicle. This is how advanced the stuff is getting now, as far as how much it is. Also, they'll have iris scanners, so it'll be able to scan your irises while you're driving without you even knowing, so if it sees you get out of the vehicle, it basically goes into limp mode and cannot drive off. This is where it's headed now. Now, Clear delivers secure and easy travel. This is what they say now. Delivers easy and secure travel to more than 30 airports and arenas nationwide. At participating venues, members go to a dedicated Clear lane where they are greeted by a Clear team member. After a simple finger tap or blink of an eye, members are escorted straight to security screening, bypassing the long lines. According to Clear, members walk through security lines in a few minutes every time. Sports leagues like the NHL has also begun installing facial biometric cameras as well. Pretty soon, no one will be able to watch a sporting event without Homeland Security knowing who you are and where you are. Also, too, Clear claims that they are thrilled to make travel simpler. They're really doing is making government spying more simple. They said, we're thrilled to be a part of Lincoln's vision to enhance its clients' lives in new, exciting ways. There's a natural fit between our shared focus on making travel simpler at every step along the way. As if things couldn't get worse, Clear and the TSA want to install facial biometrics at every airport you know. So the new Lincoln you purchase will be recalled and fitted with a TSA-approved facial biometric scanner. if the new system is advanced and works correctly. What they're wanting to do is now is they want to have the clear biometrics set up in your vehicle, so whether you're driving through, you're already pre-prepped, they already know where you are, they know when you're going to arrive at the airport, and it's all for your convenience and protection, so you are already preset to go through your clear screening. Homeland Security already set up their TSA pre-check, which is actually part of this clear system. It's used in conjunction of it, almost like a sister side section of it, and they're combining all this stuff together now so that they are literally going to have your biometrics and track you every step of the way. That way they can figure, and guys, just understand, this is just the first phase of what they're implementing to make it easier to get through screening. What this is all about is to monitor, watch, and eventually control your entire traveling through vehicles. I have said this time and time before. They already control our flights. I mean, you go to an airport, you'll find that out real quick if you haven't flown in a while. They already control the trains. They already control the buses. They already control every aspect of going to any type of, Disney World, theme park, anything like that. Every aspect of going to a theater, stadium, anything like that, as far as their security. Can't bring firearms in, can't travel freely unmolested on your way. Driving a vehicle on the highway or any area around is the next step that they have to completely take this over, because they do not want us having unfettered access to be able to drive vehicles on the highway anytime we want, wherever we want, uncontrolled. It's not correct as far as the way they want to set up the new world order. They want to be able to monitor from when you leave your house. Remember, they already have the scanners, they already have all the listening devices, they already have Samsung devices that have the weeping angels from the CIA that can listen to your entire conversations in your house, even when your TV's turned off. So they can listen, watch, monitor, track everything you do inside your house. Now when you get in your new Lincoln car, they monitor your biometrics and everything on the way to the airport, and under the convenience guide, they prep the airport for your clear security pass, so you're already ready to go as soon as you get there. They monitor you through the next airport, they monitor where you go, through your phone, all the way around, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can keep going on. This is where it's going. So I see that Clear is teamed up with Lincoln now, which is sad to see that it's going that route. But as we have said numerous times, this is where it's headed, Dad.
You know, it's sad to me, Austin, because, you know, all of our rights with the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act and the incredible militarization of TSA. I mean, that's the only thing you can say. The militarization of TSA has completely and totally affected everybody in a way that we never, ever dreamed possible, as 1984 has been thrust upon us in infinity. I mean, it's to infinity and beyond with this mess that was happening. By the way, glyphosate exposure, this is Roundup again, linked to 9 disease conditions the researchers are now starting to show, that Monsanto has gone to outrageous lengths to keep you from learning the truth about Monsanto, including a lot of this stuff has been confidentially seized, through the Freedom of Information Act. And so we have to understand that there's a lot of stuff that it does, and it causes a lot of problems with cancer. It also causes cell DNA damage. It impairs the absorption of minerals such as manganese and iron and disrupts fructose metabolism. This is one of the reasons, and I'll cover the story in just a second, that women who were born to women who are over 30 years of age, in other words, if a woman who's over 30 has a little girl, that a lot of times that little girl can never have children. You say, well, why is that happening? Well, it has a lot to do with the toxicity levels in the mother. If a mother has a child when she's younger, her body hasn't become as consistently toxic from the food that they're eating, hasn't been exposed to so many environmental variables, and so it really decreases the ability of the woman to have a child in the event that she's over the age of 30. This is why so many women who have waited to have children have a difficult time, one, even conceiving, and number two, have these children who cannot produce other kids. Here's the article from the Daily Mail. Older mothers who are more likely to produce daughters who remain childless. Nearly 20% of women born to mothers over the age of 30 never conceive, nor can they get pregnant, while the figure was only 13% for teenage mothers. Canadian scientists found the figure was 15% for the mothers given birth to the ages of 20 and 24, and it said they've assessed over 43,000 women, and it asked, how old was your mother when you were born? If you'll go on to have children, a major study concludes, this is primarily just with women, nearly 20% of the women born to mothers older than 30 went on to never have children whatsoever. And of course, this article really doesn't go into detail trying to figure out exactly why that happened, but I've already told you what's happening because of what's happened to you. The first evidence emerged in 2006 that women who delay having children risk permanently damaging the fertility of their daughters. The study presented at the American Society of Reproductive Medicine conference suggests that late births cause genetic damage that is passed on. Let me say one other thing about this. When a woman is born, she has all of the eggs that she's ever going to have already in her. And the quality of her eggs continues to go downhill the older she is when she conceives. So with women, it's important if they're going to have kids. Sometimes I would have the children first and delay the career rather than delaying the childbirth first and then having the career second. But that's how I would do it if I had to do it that way. Sharon and I went through tremendous problems with infertility, had to end up going to a fertility specialist. I don't talk about this very often, but I'm going to mention it today. Sharon lost 7 children through miscarriage, and so it's a very heart-wrenching thing for us to discuss. Her mother also took diethylstilbestrol when she was pregnant with Sharon, as so many other mothers did when they were pregnant with women back in the 50s and 60s, which caused a lot of these women to have problems with ovarian cancer and the inability to reproduce and to ovulate properly and have proper children. And the reason I say this in such detail today is this. A lot of women don't understand that they don't have proper prenatal nutrition is going to affect their egg quality and the development of the fetus. They also don't understand that if they continue to eat a lot of foods that are high in toxins and poisons, it's going to affect their egg quality and the development of the fetus. All of these things factor in as you get older, and there's like a cumulative toxic effect on the body. So guys, be really, really careful. If you're going to wait until you're going to have children, until you're older in life, do it if you want to. It's your choice. Of good grief, I'm not going to tell you how to have kids. But take really good care of yourself and make sure you take really good care of your body and try to limit as much as you possibly can free radical exposure. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no question about it. If what you're putting in your body now and what you're putting in your body while you're having a kid basically, you know, is so important because, and that's why I talk to Lana about all the time. I mean, just simple foods. That's why she always eats so, so overtly clean. I mean, she eats clean normally, you know, year round, but she's so super picky when she's pregnant because what you're putting in your body while you're developing that fetus for 9 months is what is going into that child. For some reason, that concept eludes some people. You know, basically they, you know, oh, we're going to eat this food, we're going to drink what we want, we're going to eat what we want, we're going to take, you know, maternity vaccinations, which still bothers me. I still can't even believe some people actually agree to that, and it's not going to have any effect on that child. So yes, it's a huge aspect. And another aspect too, and I've talked about this a couple times now, and this, even if you're not pregnant, because you shouldn't be drinking alcohol when you're pregnant, you really shouldn't be drinking alcohol in general, but if you do, and it's on occasion, it is what it is, you got to deal with it. But researchers from VIB Institute in Belgium now have now isolated the gene in yeast that promotes rosy and honey-like flavors in wine and beer, and they are prepared to start taking advantage of its genetic modification. These guys with these GMOs, they can't stop. They literally can't stop. They have to try to literally chew up everything and turn in whatever they want. The Belgian research team said that injecting the modified DNA into batches of beer and wine would yield new flavors at an unprecedented pace. They said their genetic modification will make developing new beers and wines a breeze and turn the process of flavor development into a cakewalk. According to the team, flavor refinement can be made a cheaper, faster, and easier with genetic modification. The Belgium team isn't the first looking to utilize the CRISPR technology to make better beverages. Scientists at the University of Illinois have using the same method to develop drinks that won't give you a hangover. CRISPR-Cas9 is often referred to as a cut-and-paste technology, which allows scientists to cut away certain genes and replace them with another. The researchers behind it all claim that CRISPR technology allows them to seamlessly cut away and replace traits without affecting other parts of the yeast DNA. So, I mean, this is something that is pretty crazy what we're seeing now, that these guys are literally having to alter every single aspect of what they put in our body, what we put in our body. Now they can't even leave beer and wine alone. Now they have to try to genetically modify GMOs, you know, genetically modify this type of stuff. Now, there is no end to it, Dad, and it's pretty crazy to me because a lot of people aren't even going to know about this stuff, and hence why on the Ted and Austin Brower Show, we bring this stuff up all the time, especially very off-the-wall pertinent stuff. And then you guys send us emails all the time. send us articles all the time. We have some good friends that send us stuff all the time, and I try to read every single article and fish through it for this show. So does Dad. But a lot of times we always talk about some of this off-the-wall stuff that a lot of people don't bring up because we want to make sure we're getting the information out that nobody else knows about and nobody else talks about with stuff like this. So I thought it's pretty crazy they're doing this now, Dad, but it doesn't surprise me one bit.
None of it ever surprises me, buddy, because what we have to understand is when they put these piezoelectric crystals into you through smart dust, through chemtrails, these are receiving sending units which tie directly into your electrical system, which powers them up, and they actually light up in like a little diode, and they start sending out a signal into the ether, into the Internet of Things, the 5G network, which links your DNA into the hard drive of the D-Wave Alpha computer, which ties you in and integrates you into the Internet as so far as being a IP address based on your DNA. This is how specific they're getting now. And then we just did the report earlier this week about how they're actually now targeting specific genomes, and they want to go kill all the mosquitoes or kill all those other species by hitting a specific genome, which gives them the ability to collect our data and target specific ethnic groups, including blacks or Germans or Russians or Hispanics, or no matter where you're from, they can pretty much wipe us out now. They have the technology to do that too. They can release a biological into the atmosphere that targets blacks or targets Germans or targets Italians or targets British or targets Russians. They don't care. Or targets whites, for heaven's sake. They just get rid of all the whites. They hate white people anyhow. Might as well get rid of all the whites. I mean, this is what they have the ability to do now. Now, this is otherworldly technology. This is not, we weren't flying around in a plane back with Wilbur and Orville Wright 100 years ago, basically like a box kite flying around with a propeller on it, you know, dropping bombs off the side of the plane by hand. We didn't go from that technological level to this one 100 years later, in which we're doing all of this stuff on our own. That's not what happened. This is intervention again. This is Genesis chapter 6 again. This is the fallen angels, as it talks about in the book of Enoch, coming in and teaching human beings all of these things that God didn't want them to know, to basically distort humans with genetic compromise. This has already been done once, guys. It's already been here, already happened, been there, done that, had that experience on the planet. Flood took care of that, but then they came right back and started over again. Taking them too long now, they're doing the same thing again. By the way, scientists are also warning against using one vegetable oil after a study reveals it could be detrimental to brain health, could worsen symptoms of dementia, and cause massive weight gain. Here we go. This is it. The study that I told you guys about years ago that I warned you about. Now's a study on it. This oil that I've said over and over, don't use it. Now they're coming up telling us again that the Ted and Austin Brewer show was right again. The oil is canola oil. Is it appealing because it's less expensive than other vegetable oils? But findings suggest long-term consumption of this is not good for your brain. It is found to increase the plaques in the brain, which is a hallmark of degenerative disease, and Alzheimer's disease. A previous study found rodents fed olive oil displayed memory improvement. However, the opposite is true with canola oil. It is not appealing at all. All it is a cheap oil from the Canadian oil company. That's why it's called canola oil. And it's from the rapeseed plant, which is a toxic weed, which is used to produce varnishes and lacquers and shellacs. I mean, it's basically rapeseed oil, and it's really bad for you. It's super unhealthy for you, but it's been, again, pushed into the health food community as being a healthy oil along with their soy lies. And so, guys, the new book we have, Eat Clean and Be Healthy, no canola oil in it, no margarine in it, no pork in it, no shellfish in it, nothing. It's a clean book. You're going to have safe recipes in it, and you're going to love the absolute food that you make with it, Austin. What do you think about the canola oil?
No, yeah, exactly. The oil is so important, man, because there's so many nasty ones out there. And the problem is you got to watch out, too, guys, is a lot of this health food stuff at the store has canola oil in it.
Almost all of it.
I was shocked. Yeah, I was shocked a lot of times when I've gone to, like, Whole Foods, other places. And, you know, we've gone in there before, just kind of browse, see what other foods have come out, see what healthy stuff has come out. And as you guys know, we're all label readers. You can't go to the store and buy stuff without being a label reader unless you just want to eat garbage, simply as fact. You really can't. You have to look at the ingredients and see where you're putting in your body. I mean, it would be like going to a dealership and saying, well, that car looks cool, but I don't want to know anything about it. I don't know what engine's in it. I don't want to know what warranty's in it. I don't want to know what the interior looks like in it. I just want to buy it right now, and I hope it works correctly after you guys deliver it. That's kind of the concept of going to the store and buying stuff off the shelf and not looking at the ingredients and finding out what you're actually paying for, how well it's going to work in your body, how long it's going to last, how much nutrition it's going to provide for you. You got to look at it at that point and not just buy stuff without looking at the label. And if you start doing that with health food stuff, you will find out very, very quickly that a huge portion of it has canola oil. And all you got to do is do some research on that, and you'll find out real fast that that stuff is not good to put in the body. We have a lot of different recipes, as Dad just said, in the new Healthy Country, or not Healthy Country, the Eat Clean and Be Healthy cookbook, the newest one we have out now. That one's got awesome stuff in it. And, yeah, we've been selling a lot of them, a lot of good feedback on it right now. So that's a really, really good book. If you want to know how to cook at the house and you want to make some really good meals that are clean, that's an awesome one to go with. But overall, kick the canola oil out. Don't be eating products with that stuff, and don't be putting it in your body.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, by the way, Senator Al Franken, the pervert who likes to take pictures of himself groping girls who are asleep and forcing girls to kiss him when they don't want to be kissed and groping them whenever he feels like he wants to grope them, is basically resigning. And now I believe he's probably going to be a pawn in the political game to impeach Trump, because the Democrats could no longer slam Trump as far as for impeachment when one of their own was a known pervert who liked to take pictures of sleeping women being molested by himself. Democrat Senator Al Franken, under pressure from his fellow Democrats, said he will resign within a few weeks. I don't know why he didn't resign now, following sexual assault accusations from 8 different women. Fox News host Laura Ingraham says the Democrats, though, through political calculations, set a precedent with Franken's resignation that will be used to drive Roy Moore from office. They can't drive him from office. They can't force him to resign. If he wins the Alabama Senate race, and then they will target President Trump for impeachment. Guys, I'm so over this political theater with these nutbags. I mean, number one, the Sabbatean Kabbalists are running both sides of this aisle. Just line it up. They control the money supply. They're telling guys what to do on the left. They're telling guys what to do on the right. They're maintaining this left-right paradigm to keep the masses entertained with bread and circuses. That's what this is. That's all this is. You've got to see past this. You've got to take it back to Genesis chapter 6 and realize these whack-whacks from Genesis chapter 6 who like to do all kinds of weird stuff with the human women, that they're the ones doing this. They're the ones involved. We have an otherworldly group of people on this planet that our government doesn't want us to know about, that the Bible told us about, that are involved in all this sicko stuff. And that's why these guys are doing all of this sicko stuff and eating and drinking and doing this weird stuff with these weird rituals they do. I mean, guys, that's what's going on. So don't get caught up in the left-right Fox News, NBC News, CNN News. You know, don't do that. Stay in the middle. And if somebody says anything on either side that tries to galvanize you, realize, hey, we're here. We've been called and set aside according to a purpose. We're not of this world. We're going through this world. But we need to have our eyes open. We need to take the blinders off and realize who and what is doing this on both sides of the aisle. I know ManCow, the huge host out of Chicago, I spoke with him for about a half an hour a few minutes ago. He told me years ago that as long as you have a political show that hammers the Democrats or hammers the Republicans, they leave you alone. But you can't have a political show that hammers both sides, because it creates too much unity in the middle, because everybody starts seeing they've been had from a being had standpoint. And he said if you try to do that, they won't allow you to go on national radio or national TV for any length of time with that type of political protocol being put into place, because they don't want the masses of the goyim to wake up and see the truth. It's like Jesus said, a veil has been placed around the mind of the unbeliever so they cannot see. That veil we talked about in length on our show is that energy field around the planet from all of these massive human sacrificial things they do on an ongoing basis. It's the same energy field that they put here to get the planet to go to Sodom and Gomorrah and all the way back to Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man was evil all the time. That's what these entities want, because they're at war against God. And we kind of got caught in like this no man's land, kind of like we're in an area of neutral territory where both sides of this faction are continuing the fight. And as William Kai Gar said, we end up being pawns in the game. I mean, it's just what it is. The problem is we've got to make sure that we don't allow ourselves to be played by either side, and we got to step away and say, hey, I don't want to be a pawn in the game anymore. I'm going to allow myself to be led by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to stay in connection with God through the Holy Spirit to His dimension. And guess what? I don't want to play with you anymore. Go away. Leave me alone. That's how we have to do this and not feed into this right-left paradigm stuff, guys. Very, very important. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're actually, very right about it. It is because that's honestly, it's a lot of it's obfuscation. I mean, it really is. I mean, that's what it really comes down to is they want to keep you focused on something else than what's really going on. They don't want you to talk about why the opiate production in Afghanistan has increased to over 10,000 metric tons. They don't want to discuss why in the world we keep invading countries and never leave those countries and have infinite military bases on almost every single country in the world. They don't want you talking about this stuff. They want you to focus on Democrat, Republican. Oh, man, they're fighting that again. That's what they want to do. It's like a puppet show. Keep you entertained with the puppet show. Don't watch the guys in the back that are monitoring everything, that are controlling everything, that are working everything. So I told you guys about the whole thing with the currency that's going on right now. This whole thing with the currency, with Bitcoin, with the dollar, with the petrodollar, with China, with Iran, with Venezuela, with Russia, it's all manipulation. And all they're trying to do, the one goal, the one long-term goal out of all of this, if you step back and look at it, is a one-world digital currency. This year. May not happen next year, may not happen in 5 years, may not happen in 10 years, but that is the overall goal. And the longer that we sit here and continue to act like, well, this isn't happening, that's not happening, I don't want to talk about this, this is too negative. Guys, some of this stuff is negative, and I'm a very positive person, but I'm also a realist. If I see something and it's blue, I'm going to call it blue. That's where it's going to be. So you have to understand that when we see this stuff right now, we have to call it out, and we have to inform other people about it and wake them up and say, hey, this is not what's going on here. Hey, this is not what you think it is. You have to look at the bigger picture on what is going on right now. Also, to another weird news now, a new report has been done looking at people's attitudes to the future of technology. They interviewed 12,000 individuals of ages 18 through 34, and over a quarter of them said that they would be comfortable with dating a robot. Men were found to be three times more likely to date bots than women, and it was quite odd in this because they were actually shocked that 27% of the 12,000 individuals questioned said they would be completely comfortable with dating a robot. I don't know what that says about our current society, Dan, but the AI and the biometrics and the robotics and the digital currency are all coming at me so fast right now, and I know I'm not the only one that feels like that. I feel like this stuff has sped up so quickly now, just in the last 10 years. It's like, I mean, they can't even come out with a new phone without a new phone coming out with even more technology. The vehicle is the same way with all this stuff. Now we got over a quarter of the population questioned in the survey are okay with dating a robot long term. This is bizarre to me, Dad. What do you think has caused this now to make this many people say it's okay and it's normal and they'd be cool with dating a robot? This seems so bizarre to me.
Sexual revolution, women's liberation, the change of the values and the mores of the society. What we have here is, how should I say this in a nice way? Because this cuts across the aisle both directions, both men and women. Okay, let's start with the men. Let's pick on the men for a second. Okay, says, I don't want to pick on the women here and have the women all hacked off at me. I'll pick on them last. Everybody can realize we can do an equal hack off everybody again today. Women no longer, now I'm not talking about the women who are listening to my show. I'm not talking about these guys, nor am I talking about you guys that are listening to the show. I want to make that very, very clear. And whenever I use an example like this, I'm saying this is the general population, not the cross-sectional market of my show, because you guys aren't like this. So I gotta qualify that to start with, but then we can start putting tags on everybody. Back in the 60s, I'll never forget this, Austin. You know, I was raised, you know, as a Southern person, you know, in a German household, whatever that even means, and I was taught to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, open doors for women, etc. And I remember back when I was like 18 years old, it's been like 73, 74, I remember I opened the door for a lady. This is right in the midst of the sexual revolution and women's liberation movement back in the 60s and the 70s when they decided to drug the college campuses down with LSD, part of their MKUltra program. And I remember I opened the door for a lady and she started cussing at me, slammed the door in my face and told me basically that I was a male chauvinist pig and that I shouldn't be allowed to open a door for a woman. And I said something back to her that probably was pretty ugly and letting her know that I didn't have any respect for her. And because I was, before I was saved, and before I'm saved, I'm doing this. I'm opening doors for ladies because I was taught that was the right thing to do. Then we wanted, then all of a sudden we wanted to have lady, women in the military. We wanted to have all of these gender norms destroyed. Okay. Now here's what things that women need to understand about guys. Guys need support. They need to have the wife of their dreams tell them how much they appreciate them, how much they love them, and how much they trust them. Now, guys, on the other hand, you need to be trustworthy. You need to do things that make you appreciated. But also, women need to be loved, and they need to have a lot of things done for them, like acts of kindness. Like if the guy gets up every once in a while and puts his remote down, instead of barking the order to get a beer for him or whatever, if he says to his wife, "Is there something I can do for you, honey? You know, is there something I could do? You want me to do the dishes? Would you like a glass of distilled water? Would you like to have ice crushed or cubed? I mean, what do you want to do? Whatever you want to do. You've got to give yourself 100% in both directions. 50-50 marriages don't work. It's 100-100. So here's why guys, 27% of them, would rather date robots. They're sick and tired of Jezebel lesbian women yelling at them and cussing at them and putting them down and not affirming anything they do. Here's why women probably would also date robots for the exact same reason. You get the guys get wrapped up in porn, the women get wrapped up in their romance novels, and they walk together for a while in their marriage when they first get married or they date somebody, and they start drifting apart because they don't have common goals. So the reason that's happening in the United States is the dissolution of the family values, the Christian work ethic norms that we have through the New Testament, they're being dissolved by the Sabbatean Kabbalist Hollywood, basically Satanists, who are doing everything they can to destroy the cultural norms that I was raised with back in the 50s and that I have done my best to put into you as a 29-year-old and Harrison as an 18-year-old, Alexis as a 17-year-old, and Savannah as a 15-year-old to raise you in old-school philosophy about how the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't have that anymore. So now it's gotten so bad with guys, they don't like to ask girls out anymore because, number one, they can't ask them if they're a girl or a guy anymore. They consider it sexually biased, which is unbelievably stupid. I mean, you can't tell whether a girl... And I got a newsflash for you kids. If you're young and you haven't started dating yet, if you want to ask somebody out and you can't tell whether they're a boy or a girl, chances are you don't need to ask them out. Just so it happens to be, that's not going to work out well for anybody. If they're dressing like a guy and talking like a guy and acting like a guy, if you think they might be a girl, good probability you probably need to let that one go by. Just let that one pass and just walk on down the road and don't bother to ask that one out. Now, if you find one who goes to the homecoming queen, who wants to be the homecoming queen, and she dresses like a girl and she walks like a girl and she talks like a girl, she acts like a girl, chances are it's a girl. Okay, so just chances are nowadays. But the thing about it is, Austin, that's the answer to the question, because the societal values and the norms have been so skewed now because of Hollywood, because of these Sabbatean Kabbalists, because of the media, that guys have been so put down and so torn apart and so women for so long now by the opposite sex, they'd rather just date a robot and not have to deal with all the drama any longer. By the way, next story. Why doesn't Trump close down Soros? This is from G. Edward Griffin. He goes, George Soros invested $160 million in Donald Trump's Chicago skyscraper in 2004. In 2009, which is 10 years ago, 8 years ago now, he spent Christmas Eve at a private party, Donald Trump did, with George Soros. In 2011, when Trump was challenged by Tea Party activists on his close relationship to George Soros, he responded to the Tea Party activists, "Forget Soros, leave him alone, let's talk about somebody else," as President Trump has filled his cabinet with Soros' friends and financial partners and swamp rats from Goldman Sachs. Plus, remember, with cadre development with Kushner, his son-in-law, he also has like $60-700 million borrowed from George Soros. These guys are all interlocked financially. That's why I said, guys, don't get confused. They're playing both sides against the middle right now. Both sides are financed by the same Sabbatean Kabbalist. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what's going on. That's why we brought up the fact when Kushner got into the White House, unelected, I might add, he kind of showed up as Trump's sidekick, which in my personal opinion, I think Trump may have been told that Kushner is going to be beside you. He needs to make sure he makes a lot of decisions. You need to give him full autonomy, and that's the way it's going to be. Because I found it so odd, and we brought this up so many times, that this guy was totally unelected, had zero experience in any aspect of government, politics, anything, and yet he was being delegated work and been given the opportunity to go over to different countries to do all this different work, and had way too much autonomy in his opinion, in my opinion, and it was pretty odd. And so we've seen numerous times now that I think Trump's trying to do the best he can with the position that he's in. I don't think he was expecting this when he got into the White House. I think he was expecting to be able to have a lot more autonomy, and I think he realized real quickly that there's so many heavy hitters that are undercover in the whole White House, in the entire political area, and have so much pull in the globalist community that it was not what he thought it was going to be whatsoever. I mean, and quite frankly, that had to be a pretty frustrating aspect. You got to think about it. This guy's a multi-billionaire. He pretty much can do whatever he wants, buy whatever he wants, do whatever he needs as far as business aspects. And he wants to make a difference. He wants to change America. He wants to make America great again, which is a great slogan from me. I loved it from the beginning. Everybody did. And he really had the intent to do that. And granted, he has done a lot. He's done a lot more than I think positive for this country than Hillary could ever even think about doing. She's an absolute nightmare. Not to mention we'd have had to look at her for 4 years. Whatever. She's just hideous. That's besides the point. But anyways... So that's what's going on with all that stuff. Also, too, before I rabbit trail and all that, I really want to touch base on this today, give everybody a heads up. Security researchers, if you guys know anything about Bluetooth gun safes, a lot of these digital gun safes that are getting very popular now, you need to be very, very careful about having these in your house, especially if you're around kids, if you have kids in your house, or if you're even serious about being concerned about your firearms. Security researchers this week revealed three huge vulnerabilities that allowed one of the most popular Bluetooth gun safes to be fully exploited and opened remotely. In a blog post published Wednesday, researchers with 26 Labs announced Blue Steel, a set of attacks that bypass the Vault-Tec VT20 gun safe security features. This Bluetooth-enabled safe is said to be one of the most popular on Amazon and is designed only to allow access to users with the correct PIN code or paired cell phone utilizing the company's app. The first exploit detailed in a video published by the lab showed how a simple computer script was able to unlock the safe without the attacker even knowing the PIN. They attempt to see if once paired, they went in and they basically paired up with a phone. So they went in, took an Android photo of the safe without having any type of limitation on it. They went in and were not able to open the safe within the app as intended, but also found that the code they found was able to unlock the safe by hand as well if they used the code originally in conjunction with it. Sounds kind of convoluted, but essentially they cracked it very easily. And the thing you have to understand is when you start allowing your safe, stuff like this, to be opened up Bluetooth-wise, it's very, very dangerous. They also noticed that the Android app's failure to use encryption when communicating with the safe, despite the company claiming to use strong encryption, the team said it was able to simply sniff the PIN code out of the air via Bluetooth. So another aspect of this is something you don't want to use. I like tumblers. I at least like a fully a digital PIN number that has no Bluetooth stuff. You guys have to understand, be very careful with Bluetooth stuff now. It floats around. It can get hacked. It is completely out in the open most of the time. That's why you have to be so careful. That's why when I go out in public, I shut my Bluetooth off. I don't want Bluetooth. Everywhere you go, you realize this. Anytime you walk into a building, you get into somebody's vehicle, you walk down the street, you're picking up Bluetooth devices every area around you, and it's actually tracking you. Even if your phone has something on so it can't be tracked, you're picking up Bluetooth aspects all the way down. So be very careful with the Bluetooth stuff, guys. Don't allow it to be used on your safes under any circumstances at all, in my opinion. Stick with more basic mechanical stuff that can't be hacked and also isn't going to go out with an EMP. I prefer having a digital quick safe where you always have the numbers on it, and then also having a backup tumbler system. If that, for some reason, goes down with a battery or an EMP, you still have a manual tumbler to get in and not this whole Bluetooth stuff, Deb.
Good advice. Okay, I've got to make a comment, then I got to close them all. I'm going to be on Hagman tonight for the 3 hours with Sharon tonight. Yeah. And so you guys, please listen tonight. We're going to have another good show. I've got a bunch of other health stuff I have not covered today on the show. I got to make a comment before I leave. But by the way, thanks for getting your multiple supplements from us. Thanks for listening to the show. I love you guys. But here's the comment about dating a robot. You know, they're trying to turn the entire planet into a bunch of Hillary Clintons. You know, you were talking about how hideous she is. They're trying to make as many feminists as they possibly can. She's a true Saul Alinsky girl, and she's unbelievably awful in the way she's treated Bill Clinton, who's probably deserved most of that treatment over his life because he's just a serial pedophile, rapist, or whatever. I can get that. But if they turn everybody into a Hillary Clinton clone on this planet, Austin, if I was single, I'd probably want to date a robot too, bud. If the choice was Hillary or a robot, I'd probably say I'll take the robot. I mean, gosh, guys, are you believing how awful that woman is? I mean, her mouth is so awful, and she's so horrible and such a wretch, bless her heart. Feel sorry for her. Well, actually, I don't feel sorry for her. I just wanted to get away from the political scene and leave us alone so we have to look at her anymore.
Yeah.
That was hard. That was harsh. God, I got to stop. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And talk to you tonight. I think I'll do the write-up, Austin. And God bless you. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Hagman Show is going to be great tonight. He's got a lot of stuff going on. I actually have to take Hunter to a little Christmas get-together with some of his friends, so I will not be on the Hagman Show tonight, unfortunately, but I will be back on in 2 weeks with him. We usually go back and forth on the show sometimes. He'll take a break, and I'll jump on and give you guys some new current news. So it'll be Dad just by himself tonight, so it'll still be an awesome show. But, of course, as always, we appreciate your support. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your business. And thank you for your loyalty with us, guys. We appreciate every aspect of it. If you need anything at healthmasters.com, you know where to call us, 1-800-726-1834. Be sure to check out any of the special kits that we have on sale right now from anywhere from 7 to 15% off on some of these specials. Also, the product of the week that ended up winning this week was the Cinnamon Extract Fuel Burner. Incredibly good at basically maintaining healthy blood sugar and also burning body fat more efficiently. So that's a really good product on sale right now on the website at Health Masters. And also be sure, if you haven't got a copy of our Eat Clean and Be Healthy cookbook, it's still on the website as well. So let us know if you guys need anything. You enjoy the Hagman Show tonight and have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend. And we'll talk to you guys again Monday as always.